Hey folks, David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Before we get started with this week's show, do want to let you know of a way that you can help keep Boone healthy through buying our Keep Boone Healthy t-shirts. We have partnered with High Country Souvenirs and Omega Tees right here in Boone to supply you with Keep Boone Healthy logo t-shirts. Portion of the proceeds from this sale will go into the Re-Energize Watauga Fund, which is a local loan program that will soon be unveiled that will allow High Country area businesses right here in Watauga County access to some funds for capital infusion as they get ready to open their businesses up toward the end of May. So these are folks that are trying to buy inventory, trying to hire people. They've stretched their finances so thin over the course of the last few months that they need a little bit of capital infusion to get going. So that's what this loan program is going to be all about. We'll have more information next week on the loan program, but again, a portion of the proceeds from the t-shirt sales will go in to fund that loan program and help some High Country businesses get back on their feet. So again, visit highcountrysouvenirs.com. They'll have a pre-order window from now through May 12th that you can make those purchases. They'll fill the orders after May 12th, and you'll either be able to pick them up curbside from High Country Souvenirs or have them shipped to you. If you have an order over more than $30, shipping is free, so keep that in mind. Go to highcountrysouvenirs.com, get your Keep Boone Healthy t-shirts, and help area businesses get back on their feet in the wake of COVID-19. Enjoy Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
A pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Our program brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Thank you for joining us here today. Hope your Thursday is going well. And hey, we've got positive things to talk about today. It is almost farmers market time. The Watauga County Farmers Market returns this Saturday. We're going to be joined here in a moment by Mary Goodnight, who is the market manager for the Watauga County Farmers Market. Now, this is not the vanity event that we're used to, just plain and simple. This is not going to be a situation where you can walk around, get that cup of Bald Guy brew, and just hang out and talk to your friends. This is a little bit more direct, but it is a way to get our agriculture community getting their products in front of our local citizens, and it's a way to get this market off the ground. So just know that going in, there are going to be some changes with social distancing policies, number of vendors, and the way that you access the farmers market. But this is a very important first step to having this market again progress along with health trends and be able to get fully operational as we move through the summer. So Mary Goodnight will have some good information for us about how you can do that and what you can expect to see from a vendor's perspective. So stick around for that. Hey, real quickly, many of you have asked about the Keep Boone Healthy t-shirts that we have for sale to help benefit the Re-Energize Watauga Fund. Those are available through High Country Souvenirs. You can go to highcountrysouvenirs.com and make that purchase. Free shipping over $30 in order, or after that May 12th production deadline, if you will, you'll be able to have curbside pickup of those t-shirts at High Country Souvenirs in downtown Boone. Again, a portion of the proceeds from the shirt sales, the Keep Boone Healthy shirts with the logo on them, will go into the Re-Energize Watauga Fund, which is a loan program that's being put together locally here to benefit Watauga County businesses that are looking to maybe reopen in a few weeks when we move through those phases of North Carolina's reopening program and just need a cash infusion to do so. They've stretched their finances a little bit thin here in the last month or so, and they need a little bit of capital to get hiring done, get products ordered, and get their feet back off the ground. So that's what the loan program is for. Proceeds from the t-shirts go right into that program. Again, check out highcountrysouvenirs.com. Youth and adult sizes are available. And again, this is a great way to wear with pride something that we have taken a lot of pride in, and keeping Boone healthy through all of this. And you can help a great cause at the same time. So check that out today. All right, we're going to take our first time out. We'll come back with Mary Goodnight, market manager of the Watauga County Farmers Market. We'll talk about how you can interact with the market this weekend. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning, a presentation of Appalachian Commercial Real Estate here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we mentioned before the break, today we are talking Watauga County Farmers Market, one of those things that we use to kind of set the calendar in our community. When it's farmers market time, that means spring is here and it's time we can actually go outside and move around pretty freely. And for the most part, we're going to be able to do that this weekend as the farmers market returns to Daniel Boone Park. We are joined today by Mary Goodnight, who is the market manager of the Watauga County Farmers Market, and certainly is a busy woman at this time as we get ready for market number one coming up this weekend. Mary, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, David. Good morning.
I think people are certainly excited to see an old friend come back at a time where so much has been different, and not saying that the experience of the farmers market as we start the year won't be a little bit different than what we're normally used to seeing, but can you give us an idea of how things have come together here over the last few months to get to the point where we can have market number one on Saturday?
Sure thing. Old friend coming back. The old friend's going to look a lot different. We, in an effort to adhere to social distancing policies, coming from a federal to a state and down to a local level, we, for example, have had to eliminate some of our vendors for now, just until some of these restrictions are lifted. Those would include our arts and crafts vendors. There's a few vendors who aren't comfortable with the situation and won't be returning until the restrictions are lifted. So with that being said, we went from 60 vendors down to about 33. Those vendors will be spaced out 10 feet apart. We're gonna have directional markings, one-way traffic. The staff will be wearing masks and gloves. We're highly recommending that for our customers as well. There's a slew of other rules, if you will, that we've incorporated as part of our COVID-19 response plan. This was really a plan to come up with mainly to, of course, keep people safe, but also to, you know, follow the guidelines from the town of Boone. We've been working with them, who've been very helpful. We'll have couple hand washing stations, hand sanitizer throughout the market. We'll be sanitizing vendor booths, public areas every 30 minutes or so. It's going to look a lot different. One thing that I feel is important is I'd like to really encourage households to just send one member. That'll reduce the crowd size. You know, it's unfortunately not going to be an event just now. It's basically going to be come in and shop, get your items, and go home. So that's basically it in a nutshell. The rules are posted on our website.
Well, and we'll give opportunity for you to give that information out here in a few moments. We're talking with Mary Goodnight, market manager for the Watauga County Farmers Market, which will return Saturday. Mary, I know that you hit the nail right on the head. This isn't an event just yet. This is an opportunity to get food, to interact with the local farm community here. And I think that's, again, an understated element of this is that this market has been relied upon by farm families all across Watauga County and the High Country in general for years. This is a very important date for them as well to be able to bring their goods to market and to be able to get those into the community. So while I'm sure you and your staff have gone through a considerable amount to make this as safe as possible, this is a very important thing from the farm economy perspective as well to be able to have a market for people to get these goods out in a timely fashion.
Absolutely. It's vital that we are able to open. Very thankful for that. Of course, the economic impact on these farmers and vendors is huge. The summer market is one of their biggest money makers. I've had a few, from the beginning when this all started kind of transforming and coming to light, of course there was a lot of worry and concern and, you know, this is their livelihood, and without this market, they may not survive. So that's very important, and we're very thankful to be opening.
Mary, what did you and your staff learn from the way the winter market was able to open? Are people that have been to that, are you going to see some of the same kinds of interaction with the farmers in terms of you know, kind of that booth experience, if you will, of being able to go and buy but not touch as much and things like that? Are the two events going to be behaved similarly?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, the Blue Ridge Women in Agriculture's Boone Winter Market was able to open the first weekend in April at the Horn in the West site where we operate, which was awesome. You know, number one, the town of Boone allowed it. It also set up kind of a model for us and kind of showed the town and the community that we could make this happen. Yes, we'll be operating in a similar fashion. We'll have, you know, about three times the number of vendors, so it's going to be a little bit larger of an event. But we're really grateful that, you know, yes, much like their social distancing practices, we're going to be incorporating some of the same methods. I have been in touch with them, Dave Walker and Kelsey Crawford, and kind of found out what worked for them and what didn't. So that's been very helpful.
But of course, the Watauga County Farmers Market coming up Saturday for the first time. And again, Mary Goodnight, who's with us this morning, mentioned the website, WataugaCountyFarmersMarket.org. Check that out before you go Saturday so you can get up to date on some of these social distancing patterns. Again, if you've been to the winter market, some of the same rules apply. But as Mary just mentioned, the scale a little bit different for what we'll see on Saturday. So we've talked about the how. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the what. What can you expect to see from a product availability standpoint at the first Watauga County Farmers Market of the year? We'll continue with Mary Goodnight when we continue with Mind Your Business, presented today by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, right here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning, presented by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce visiting today with Mary Goodnight, the market manager for the Watauga County Farmers Market, which returns this Saturday. And the weather should be nice for it. That is always a little bit of a concern in early May. We've seen some crazy farmers market weather, but it looks like we're going to get it started this year on the right foot. Mary, you detailed very well some of the social distancing policies that we'll see in place at the market, and we'll hit those a couple more times before we're done here. But I'd like to concentrate for a few minutes on the what part of this. You mentioned 33 vendors, all that have been gearing up for this for months to be able to bring their goods to market. What can folks expect to see and get at this first market of the year?
Sure, David. Yes, of course, these vendors and farmers have been preparing for this, you know, since the end of last season. So their goods are all available as normal, all kinds of wide variety of fresh local produce. A lot of bait goods. We'll have some plants and flowers, plant starters, of course, a wide variety of meats as well. So basically everything you would see last year, except for the arts and crafts, and a few other food vendors won't be there, unfortunately. But so it'll be very similar, plentiful amount of product to buy. And the farmers are coming with truckloads.
You know, I know that that's one of the things that people that are local to here and come to the market all year long understand that progression of what's available at the beginning as harvest times vary and whatnot. Kind of take people through that. So as we move throughout the month of May, what products do you usually start to add as we get a little bit more deep into May, into June, and then July, as it seems like the vendor availability seems to explode right there in the middle of summer?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And that's just the nature of how the crops grow. Initially, we're going to see some beautiful lettuces, and I think, you know, maybe some ginger and tomatoes are coming out already. So things like that. I actually don't have a detailed list yet. Hopefully we'll know more about that soon. So of course, you know, we'll, by mid-June and July, we'll be booming with even more products.
Mary Goodnight joining us from the Watauga County Farmers Market this morning as we talk about market number one this Saturday up at Horn in the West, Daniel Boone Park, the site that you have been familiar with for so long. Mary, as you talk about these vendors, I think it's also important to understand that this is an important piece in our community for food distribution. And we've talked about that a lot in recent weeks, that it's not just restaurants, it's not just the grocery store, it's not just the food pantries. Farmers markets are very important in this equation as well. How have you seen the availability expand for families to be able to source food no matter their circumstance at an event like yours?
Sorry, that's my little dog.
Hey, that's all right.
The boss came by.
pets have taken center stage these days, believe me.
Yes,
it would be different if you didn't have a pet in the background, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Great question. Which is more important now than ever? You know, I've been to the grocery stores. There's just not a lot there at some of them, especially the local fresh foods, the sustainable meats. So I think it's great timing for us to be able to provide that, to have a place for people to come and be able to purchase these goods. You know, one thing I like about the local food is that if you think about how many times food is handled before it gets to a market, to a grocery store, we are much safer than a grocery store. You know, it might go through two or three hands before it gets to you versus 10 or more. With that being said, I want folks to know that we do accept EBT cards. We have a program with Blue Ridge Women in Agriculture, Double Up Bucks program. So we match EBT money dollar for dollar. That was up to $20. I just spoke with Dave Walker yesterday. He wants to increase that to possibly up to 60 or more. We're currently working on that. So we all realize that there's a lot of food insecurity, and we want to help bridge that gap a little bit for folks that need it.
Well, and I certainly think people don't need much to connect the dots between a successful spring for the High Country Food Hub in being able to offer fresh local produce to people, especially as the COVID situation got to the point that it did, and now being able to turn that back around to help the Double Up Food Bucks program. I know Blue Ridge Women in Ag has been singing about that song for a long time now, and this seems to be a great example of one thing benefiting the other, so hopefully people can take advantage of that. Mary, another logistical question for you as we talk about this weekend. You mentioned the 33 vendors and things being spaced out, and again, this is meant to be more of a food purchasing opportunity versus community social event. And we'll get to that point. I know we will. But as you look at parking and some of the access to this, what's your best advice for people as to, you know, can they park in the same spots? Are there things that will mean that they'll have to kind of queue up a little bit more than they might be used to just based on the way that they're accessing the booths?
For now, we're planning to have the parking the same, the same lot at the main venue. There's also, you know, free parking at the park around the corner on Horn and the Rest Drive, First Citizens Bank. I actually am having a hard time predicting the turnout of the crowd. You know, typically we might have up to 1,500 people on opening day. I'm encouraging that to be less with the one household member. It may get to a point of having to queue people up and kind of hold them back before entering the markets. I don't expect that to be large waiting times if we even get to that point. I think people are being pretty good. I'm getting a lot of questions about, you know, what they want to pre-order, or, you know, our vendors may be pre-packaging, which is going to help kind of help speed things up.
And what can you tell people about that availability? How do they do that? Is that best contacted through the individual vendor, or is that something on the website that people can see and maybe start to pre-plan a little bit to save time?
Right now, We are working on the pre-ordering with the vendors at this point. I'm saying contact the vendors directly. Most of them do have websites with contact information. Some have even gone so far as to set up some pre-order items on their site. The assistant manager and I are trying to compile a list at this point and then hopefully get that on the website. It's not going to happen before Saturday, unfortunately, but hopefully before next Saturday, we can kind of wrap that up and present something to the public. There is a brief list on the website under the vendors tab with some of the products that we have. I know we had a customer request, you know, a map so that she could kind of plan out her journey through the market. So I thought that was a great idea. We've posted that too, which I think will be helpful. People can kind of have a game plan before they come.
Well, that's exactly right. And you're right. People have adapted pretty well to these situations. I think that that we all know the drill at this point in time. And I will speak on behalf of everybody in the community. Thank you so much for finding a way to do this, not only to get the food out there and to help the local agriculture community, but I think the town of Boone and the people here needed this to see something familiar come back and have a way to interact with it that might be very different than what we're normally used to. But I think as we're looking for positives out there, seeing the farmers market come around is another way that we can indeed think that a brighter future is ahead for all of us. So we look forward to seeing you scale this up throughout the course of the summer. And best of luck Saturday. We certainly can't wait to get out there.
Thank you. Yes, we're very grateful to this wonderful community. And we hope to see a good turnout Saturday, and I'm really counting on everyone to cooperate and to practice their social distancing. So thank you very much for having us on the show today.
That's Mary Goodnight of the Watauga County Farmers Market. Again, check out watauga countyfarmersmarket.org for all of the information that you need to interact with the market this weekend. And again, just be patient. Times are different, but this staff has worked very, very hard to make sure that this market experience is not only positive for the customer, but also for the local agriculture community. And don't let that thought escape you. There are a lot of folks that have been preparing for months for this, and timing is of the essence when you're working in the farm business. So we've got a great opportunity here to get some local products out to you, and just be patient and be mindful of the way that we have to do that for now. That'll do it for this program this week. Mind Your Business. We'll be right back with you same time, same place again next week, right here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.